not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. It's not unusual.
This is your Pensacola expert panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Good morning to you. Feel free to pop in to the conversation, 437-1620. Our text line is open. The calls line is open as well. We've been having a busy morning. And hey, I just want to go ahead and invite you. Hog Fest is back at Harley-Davidson of Pensacola. June 19th, it's happening. Tickets are on sale right now at northeastsertoma.com. You can even have a chance at winning a 2021 Harley-Davidson Fat Boy. It's valued at over $20,000. So you want to make sure that you check that out. That's at northeastsertoma.com. And I'm really excited to welcome my friend Brad Dennis from Class Kids Foundation to the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, Brad. When we talked last week, I think it was last Tuesday or so, about having you on the show to talk about May, because something is happening throughout the month of May, and we're going to commemorate it and honor it next week. We'll talk about that just in a moment. But it just so happens that you come after an incident, a couple of incidents this week in the news that a lot of people are talking about.
Right.
And so I want to chat for a moment about the story of the attempted kidnapping and the actual successful kidnapping that happened this week and how we can learn from it. I hate just talking about these stories and being like, this happened. And then you see people online villainize the mom, villainize the child, villainize the circumstances. Like, if they had done this, well, now it has happened. Thankfully, this young girl was okay, the 11-year-old. There was another incident where it did not work out in the child's favor. But, you know, I do want to ask you, are there ways to, like, learn from a circumstance like this?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing that all of our community needs to learn right now is that we need to be aware of the dangers that do exist in our society, right? This is not a matter of if it was ever going to happen here. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of when it is going to happen, and then how do we mitigate it from happening in our community, and how do we mitigate it from happening with our own children? And I think part of that is teaching our children to be situationally aware and to be aware of their surroundings at all time, but also recognize that, you know, anytime that we are going to go to a place where the child is going to be out there by themselves, we need to try to establish some sense of security around that child. Whether that's something that the school district has to look at, because we are setting up a bus stop literally for just one child in that area, or is it something that we as a community need to step up and do to protect that child?
That's actually a good point that you bring up. And if you're just tuning in, this is Brad Dennis. He is with Class Kids Foundation. They're the search center for missing children, just in case you were wondering why we were talking about this subject. This past week, there was the story. It made headline news. It ended up on Good Morning America, World News. It was scary to watch. That was a terrifying video. And the first thing that popped into my mind as someone who can probably be called a helicopter mom was, why was she alone at a bus stop? Why do they make, you know, one lone stop for one kid? Well, because in that area, you know, there might only be one kid in that little community. And so it happens, but there are ways to learn from it and be able to teach your kiddo that, you know, you don't have to live in fear. I think that's one thing that people will bring up as an argument. Like, I don't want to teach my kid that somebody's always going to come and try to get them. No, we're not saying to live in fear and have your kid like, oh, that guy's a bad guy. But there are different things to teach them. And we're just talking about hate, referring to it like this, because there are different ways to kidnap children and to take them. This is the snatch and grab way, right? We can call it that.
Right.
So the abduction on the street, or, you know, walking through a mall. They also have the ways of grooming them on the internet. But in these particular cases, especially with this 11-year-old girl, she was just waiting to go to school. And you said it wasn't a matter of if, it was a matter of when. And being able to teach your kids on, like, you know, to stay alert. Can you teach your kids, don't stay glued to your iPad, or, you know, how to, you know, keep your head kind of on a swivel and look around. Are those different things to teach them?
Yeah. I mean, let's take just a step back. I think that one of the things that we absolutely need to do is we need to give props where props are due, right? And that little kid fought for her life.
Oh, yes.
That little kid is her own little hero. Mm-hmm. And for anyone that's villainizing that fact, shame on you. Mm-hmm. Right? Because if you've dealt with some of the cases I've dealt with around the country for as long as I've dealt with them, you would applaud that little child for doing exactly what that child did. Yeah. So amazing, amazing job. How did the parent know that that was going to be the day? I mean, for 2 weeks, they did their due diligence to take that child out to the bus stop and do those things. Amazing, amazing, amazing props for all of the people today that have security camera systems.
Yes.
Right? And making sure that they get those cameras and those films over to law enforcement. Amazing job by our sheriff and our sheriff's department. Mm-hmm. For responding the way that they responded. It was all hands on deck to find that kidnapper. That in itself is an amazing thing that has taken place in our community.
It really was. I do have to say that little girl, she fought like heck to get away, and she did a great job. And I think that we should applaud her and for her bravery as well. And also, like you said, law enforcement and being able to quickly get him into custody,
right?
Because, you know, we see sometimes it's not always the case. They flee and they go far. And so I know Chip Simmons was very adamant upon making this arrest, and they worked collaboratively to do that. So I just want to encourage everybody again, 437-1620. If you have a question, please feel free to call or text in as well. We do have a friend on the phone. It looks like Floyd from Pensacola. Good morning. Do you have a question for Brad?
Oh, I have a comment. There was a predator who was going around 28 years ago in our neighborhood approaching kids, and he was an older man in a brown car. And I warned my child about it, my boy, and told him to always run and yell and scream. He was on his bike, and the guy approached in his car and said he wanted to ask if he wanted some candy. And then he said, hey, you know, my dog's mission would help me, my dog. And my son just screamed and went and got in the house and got away from him. And I got home about 5 minutes later, and when my wife told me about it, I said, okay, son, let's go find him. And he went and got under the covers and hid. He wouldn't do it. And I was lucky for that man.
Yeah.
But and he's 35 years old now. I put him in karate class, and I rue the day that anybody ever tried to mess with him when he was younger.
Well, that was an excellent job, and I think that that's one of the things that all parents can learn. You know, back when we were growing up, we were taught about, you know, not taking candy from strangers, not getting into cars with strangers, and all of that kind of stuff. But one of the underlying tones that was given to a lot of people back in our days, and I'm dating myself a little bit right now, but it was, you know, go with the abductors, do whatever they say so you will live at the end of the day. Well, I mean, that is not what we teach today. The moment that that child gets in a complete stranger's vehicle, that's the moment that that child is now inside of a cage. Mm-hmm. And so that child needs to fight and fight for everything that they are worth. But listen, that is every parent's worst nightmare, but those are the extreme of the extreme cases. These cases where these stereotypical abductions, these blitz-style attacks like this at a bus stop, those are the few and far between, thankfully. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, today it is unfortunately a lot easier to lure our kids away and groom them off online.
That's right. And Floyd, I want to thank you for sharing your story and being brave to
Absolutely.
Share that. We are very thankful for the positive outcomes when it comes to potential, you know, dangers. And I want to talk a little bit more about the online side as well, and just giving grandparents, aunts, uncles, teachers, parents, all the people, just a little bit of extra guidance on how to help talk to their kids. And that's really the key, is talking to their kids about staying safe online, protecting themselves from being groomed. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr here with Brad Dennis with Class Kids. Hey, we've had a crazy week in the news, but you don't have to panic. There's no need to fear. There's ways to bring just a little bit of hope into stories like this. So, you know, before we went on break, we had a caller, Floyd. He mentioned that this has just been around for years. Brad, you said it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And it's time, you know, we learn from stories of the past. We learn from history. So I do want to talk about the online side, because we mentioned it a little bit before, just for just the next minute, how this the whole snatch and grab off the street isn't as common anymore, because kids have that wonderful phone in their hands and they're talking to so many different individuals. So let's just talk about that a little bit and what you see in your work in looking for missing children.
Sure. I mean, it is it's a double-edged sword, right? I mean, it is our safety mechanism. It is our way of connecting to our children and being able to track their movements and that type of thing, if we are doing those things with the device. It is also that same very device that allows them not to be so situationally aware mm-hmm. when they are going to and from locations that are high risk, like bus stops and that type of thing, because they are really super engaged in that phone and not engaged in the world around them. Mm-hmm. But the truth of it is that we live in a society today where everything is about the content that you put out online about yourself. I mean, that's the social status meter for kids today. And how many different apps and devices are they utilizing? How prevalent are they out there? What is it that they are sharing about the content? And one thing that happens that we see all the time is that the kids start kind of like it's almost like a gateway drug, right? They start by just slowly introducing themselves to the world of social media, and before long they are introducing everything about them, their fears, their desires, their hopes, their dreams, their frustrations, everything. And predators just sit back and watch every bit of this to figure out exactly how do I exploit that. The FBI recently came out with a statistic that is staggering, and that statistic was they recognize that over 650,000 predators are online at any given time.
Whew.
650,000.
That is a staggering number. It's overwhelming. It can be scary for parents to think about that. So again, just a reminder to open up those conversations with your kids. Am I correct? Keep those conversations going so you are their safe place.
This is the perfect opportunity, right? I mean, no one wants to see what just happened. But now utilize that as an opportunity to have that open discourse and communication with your kids. Talk to them about what just took place.
That's right.
Believe me, they're talking about it. So it's only smart for you to talk about it too. Make sure that you are shaping the narrative that they need to hear.
That's an excellent reminder. And hey, so Brad Dennis is with Class Kids. So you can go to classkids.org, and that's KLAAS kids.org. This website has a plethora of information, not just to know about, you know, how to get involved with the organization, about where Class Kids was founded from, which is an amazing story. I encourage you to go check it out. Also, what to do if your child is missing. Never wait. There is no 24 hours. You report them right away. Let's go ahead and nip that one right in the butt.
Absolutely.
And also information about prevention and preparedness. And this upcoming week, so actually I want to ask you, what is May?
Well, May, in particular, May 25th is National Missing Children's Awareness. Mm-hmm. So it is our opportunity around the country to bring awareness to the fact that 2,300 children go missing every day in the United States. 2,300. We have missing children. We have families of missing persons right here in this community. This is their opportunity to make sure that everyone is aware of their case. Everyone is aware and looking for their child as well, but also gives us an opportunity to be reminded that this is, unfortunately, a growing epidemic in our country.
Mm-hmm. And I want to ask you, too, is there a difference between a runaway or a missing child, or are they both missing?
They're both missing. It's really simple. I mean, I think all of us are really kind of sick and tired, at least if you work in this business long enough, that you're kind of tired of that label of runaway. Mm-hmm. Because what that means is to society, they're not important. And every child out here is important.
Mm-hmm. That's a good, every person. Yes, I love that. And we want them to be home and we want them to be safe. And so this upcoming Tuesday, May 25th, and it's going to be downtown, if you guys are familiar with the Veterans Memorial Park. Across from it is the Hawkshaw Lagoon National Memorial to Missing Children. It's the hands that are over the family, if you know what I'm talking about. It's at the end of the little pier. It was a little knocked around by a barge during Sally. So, you know, they have it up and running again. So on Tuesday, May 25th, from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Park in the Hawkshaw Lagoon National Memorial for Missing Children, we are going to have an event there, correct?
Correct. We're going to have some dignitaries come out and speak, but more importantly, this is about you having the opportunity to come and meet these families and talk to them. Amazing, amazing stories of perseverance and dedication and determination to find their loved ones. And you're going to get a chance to see the only national memorial to missing children in the entire country. It is right here in Pensacola, Florida.
And we are somewhat proud of that.
Very much so.
That Pensacola is a first city of light for our missing children. So we're going to take another quick break. Please stick around. We're chatting with Brad Dennis from Class Kids Foundation. We're going to share that website one more time. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Your Pensacola expert panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Brad Dennis from Class Kids Foundation is here, and he wants to invite you this upcoming Tuesday, May 25th at 6 p.m. at the Hawkshaw Lagoon Memorial for Missing Children. We're actually going to have some families there, like you said, and people that we might recognize from the news, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the biggest cases, I think, at least here recently, has been the case of Tiffany Daniels that went missing. She worked over at Pensacola State College, and her car was found out at Pensacola Beach. So her family will be represented out there, along with the mother of Joanna Otto, which is literally the spearhead that created that memorial out there.
Yeah. And we want to be able to honor those families, support them, and they need it because they have so many questions that haven't been answered. And so we want to invite y'all out again this upcoming Tuesday, May 25th, 6 to 7:30 p.m. And that's downtown at the Veterans Memorial Park, across the way on the water at the Missing Children's Memorial. Also, please check out classkids.org for more information on how to get involved. Brad, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. Stay safe and keep hope.
Excellent. All right, guys, we'll see you tomorrow morning. We're going to open up the show with Dr. McMillan from the Neal Clinic. We'll see you then. Have a great day.